Mr. John Walker, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Walker?
I was born in Kirkcaldy on the 14th of February 1921.
And could you tell me a bit about your family background?
My grandfather was a master painter who served in the Fighting Fourth War in the Boer War. His younger son joined the Fighting Fourth War in the First World War and was seconded to the Black Watch, and he was killed in Portland.
And what did your father do for a living?
My father, he was a cabinet maker with Martin Tosh. Martin Tosh, they were also fighting for the war. But my dad died when I was 9 years old.
And how many were there in the family? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Only one brother.
And what was life like, in Kirkcaldy as a young lad?
We went to the local primary school, which was done at Kia. And then we progressed to the thing, which is now Faith College.
And how did you do at school?
Well, I did all right.
Any particular favourite subjects?
Yeah, woodwork was my favourite subject. They also took German as my second subject, but unfortunately there was a thing that happened in my life which put my education I was being sponsored by the Masons and treasurer, I was funded with the funds for me, so I had to be school when I was 16 years.
So you had been planning to go on to university or just to get you?
No, just to get grades.
And how did it affect the family badly because of your father dying in
1930?
About
it? Well, it was a nice first year. My dad was still in the cabinet and we got a month to get out of this. So, fortunately, my granny, she had a big house and was able to take us in.
Still in Kirkcaldy?
Yes, in the house suite. My grandfather was a master painter, but he's in the business.
And when you had to leave school, what job did you go into?
I got a job in the Ernest, in the printing department.
Is that the linoleum firm? And what exactly was your job in the printing department?
I was a tier boy to start with. That is spread paint with a roller. And the printer has a big heavy block, 18 inches square. And he dropped it on the pad and then transferred it to the linoleum. And that's how you got the pattern on the linoleum. It was all, at that time, all 18 inches square blocks all being together.
And did you enjoy the work there?
Yes.
And you were there from about 1937 through to the start of the war then?
Yeah, but I had various jobs in the factory at that time.
What other work did you do?
Well, I went first, after I left the team, I went to the paint mixing, then I became a colour master. And then
were you an apprentice, or were you just learning the trade informally?
Just a little. And hand printing was going out at that time, they stopped taking apprentices.
What about outside of work and school? Were you interested in sport, or did you do much sport?
I was a cyclist. That was my hobby, cycling. And I always cycled all over.
Were you in a club or just on your...
We were in a club. To start off, there was a ski off, went away at weekends ourselves. And then we joined the Fixing Club. And I preferred going away myself for the weekends. I got a wee bit tired with the club, you know. There were all older people who had asked me. Some of them had their wives with them, and we just felt left out of it.
So you didn't go in for racing or time trials or anything like that? No. It was just enjoyment?
We did the local racing. Where we had there's a... From the top of the road here, we could go right along and turn up to Thornton and come back Thornton Road and come down up there, back to the starting point, which is 20 miles. We used to enter that every year. I won it 1 year.
So you were pretty good.
Get myself a reasonable effect.
And that was your main sport. What about other... were you in any of the boys' organisations? Boy Scouts, Boys Brigade?
Boys Brigade.
What did you do with the Boys Brigade?
Oh, just the usual. The dead training.
What sort of training were they doing? How military was it in this area?
Well, it was drill. You know, you attended drill meets. I liked it.
You liked the drill? What did they have much of a uniform then, or was it just the...
Just a cap and a bandolier, quite haversack, and a belt.
Did you go away with them? Did they have camps?
Yes, they had camps. I did a camp at Kilmacombe, that's true, near Ayrshire or something. And one at Galashiels.
And any other particular hobbies?
No.
Did you keep up your interest in woodwork or carpentry?
That still is a hobby, yeah.
So you...
I'm not able to do much now.
Did you do much of it? I mean, you didn't work at it, you know, because you worked at the Lonely. So would you spend your evenings doing a bit of it?
Making models. The doll's house through there, half that size, half the size of that carpet.
So, but it was just for fun.
Yeah.
Now, what about, were you aware of what was going on in Germany and the rise of Hitler and things like that? Because you were quite a young lad, but you were rising up to the age.
Yeah, we thought there was going to be a war. And then, Hitler comes from Germany.
Chamberlain.
Yeah, Chamberlain, number one. He come back and said that there'd be peace in our lives. But we're still doing the dailies.
Now, how did you go about joining and what made you decide to do it finally?
Well, the man at work, he was in the dailies and he talked us into joining. And I joined the artillery. And,
you joined which?
Pardon?
You joined the artillery?
Yes.
So you didn't join the 5th and 4th Fire Yeomanry first?
No, but I was never in that time. My grandfather was my guardian, and he said, if you're going to the terrace, you're not going to the artillery, you're going to the 5th and 4th. And I never actually heard of it, because they were called the tankies here, you see? And so I had to go to the 5th and 4th for them and get an application for them. And then filled it in. And he says, I thought you'd have known that. Your father and your grandfather's regiment. Your uncle and your grandfather's regiment. And that was the first time he realised the proper name of the tank corps, as it was called.
Now, were they still the... Because they were this armoured car company at first.
Yeah.
Were they still that when you joined, or had they...
No, they were Trinity Armoured Car Company.
That's what they were when you joined. And so you joined before the big increase, because they doubled up the back end of 38, they doubled up, and then they doubled up again to form the second line. So you joined the 20th Armoured Car Company, Royal Tank Regiment, and or
FDR at that.
and in brackets it was called Fife and Forfar Yeomanry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when did you join? Do you remember what month it was?
January 39.
January 39, so it wasn't 38. But as far as you were concerned, it was still called the 20th Armoured Car Company. And where was your drill hall? And when you joined, what about your the training you got? What nights were drill night?
Tuesday night.
And what would you do at a drill night? What sort of training did you get?
Well, you got driving instruction, wireless training, running.
Now let's do them one by one. The driving training. Had you learnt to drive before?
No.
So this took you from scratch. Yeah. And they'd do that on a drill night, would they?
Yeah.
And how did they teach you to drive?
In what
was it? 1500 Bedford. And how
were they to drive? How did they, you know? Well, you know, it just came natural.
Where would they take you to do it?
Down the streets of the town. And the field that used to be the regimental ground school in Nicholl Street, where we went first to land, and then we got on the road. Then, on the odd weekend, we went up to Isles Muir. At Ladyland, we have ground up there. That's where the ranges were, and they did most of the driving there with little truck vehicles and that thing. No much bigger than a coach or something.
Do you know what they were? Were they Bren carriers or were they Mark 16s?
The personnel carriers.
Bren carriers?
No. They were the Bren carriers at that time, they were smaller than that. We had Mark 6-8 tanks.
And so you learned to drive. Now the second thing was what signalling. How much signalling did they teach you?
Well, just enough. I mean, when the war started, we started out drivers, wireless operators, gunners.
So how much had you learnt on the drill nights? How far did they get?
Basic, how the operator said.
Teach you Morse code?
Oh, yeah. It's got Morse code and semaphores, but I was that we were using it that time.
Did you have any trouble? Some people have trouble with Morse code.
Yeah. I suppose everybody has trouble with that. There's hard stuff, you know. You pick it up.
And what about gunnery? I mean, what sort of gunnery was it? I mean, was it on the machine guns or was it...
That was Vickers machine guns, a 303 and a .5. These were the weapons that the vehicles were working. Water tank.
How did they... How much training did you get on them?
Well, I trained on them right up.
Did you get a chance to fire them, that's what I mean, or were you just practicing stripping them down?
No, we fired them at Isles Muir.
And what about drill? I suppose you'd do, would you do drill?
You know how you stand at tension, you stand at ease, and that's the right turn. We used to march back and forth in front of the
street. But it wasn't the concentration. The concentration was on the driving, the signalling and the gunnery. Anything else you did on drill nights or at Answear?
Yeah.
Now, something I should. Did you have a troop number or anything at Kirkcaldy? Of you, 20th Armoured Car Company, but yeah. What troop were you in Kirkcaldy at the time?
I wrote troops, so I can't remember.
Right. And what about when the increase in size and they became the 5th and 4th Fire Yeomanry, when they became the Divisional Cavalry? How did that affect you? I mean, were you aware of the big increase in size?
We went here, the last year as a regiment, and we went down to Aldershot.
No, I mean before that, because they'd become, they doubled in size early in 1939. They actually started to form the second line unit there. Were you aware of that happening?
Well, I knew there were a lot of people joining us. But we were up, as soon as we got up to strength, we started forming the second regiment.
Wait.
At the start of the war, there was no uniforms for them or bullets. They stayed at home and parade every morning with their civvy suits on.
So, you knew that was going on. What about the summer camp in 1939, I think down Catterick Way? What do you remember of that?
It was camp. It was a tennis camp.
What was the name of the camp?
Waitwood.
Is that at Catterick?
Yeah.
And what do you remember of that camp?
Well, I was a sports writer at that training.
What do you remember of your training as a dispatch rider? That's a motorcyclist.
Mark Reading came in a lot. With that, you know, he thought how to read a lot and find your way on them with a mark.
Did it set you exercises on that?
Yeah.
What sort of thing would you do?
Well, I'd send messages and talk to the driver in his table country.
What about the motorcycles? When did you learn them, or were you learning them at the camp?
No, we actually learned them at the Weber.
And which bike was it?
The BSA 500cc.
Were they good bikes?
Yeah.
And you'd been a cyclist. I mean, it's different from motorcycles, but were you keen on motorcycling?
Yeah, well, I got keen on it. Even when you can have on the ground, there were things that I needed and just jumped the bike, went wherever I had to go.
Anything else you were doing at Catterick, at Waitworth? What about the mobilisation then? That would be the next thing, around about 1st, 2nd of September.
We got mobilised on Friday the 1st of September. We voted at a better seat. I was put on guard duty the first night. And I had my trouser size in the meat. And the pistol, that was about as heavy as meat. And we did 2 hours on and 4 hours through the night. That was my first experience of working soldier.
Did you know what you were guarding against?
Yeah, stopping people from going into the drill.
And was that where you were billeted, the drill hall, as well?
Yeah.
And how smooth was the mobilisation as far as you were concerned? I mean.
Oh, yeah. I think it. Such a big effort. Yeah, I think it went better for them. Can't remember any mishaps.
And what about the actual declaration of war a couple of days later, 3rd of September? Do you remember that? Did you hear it? Or?
Yeah, I heard it on the radio. I was in the drill hall that day. And we all stood up. It's one of these things that you do.
How did you feel about, I mean, you were at war,
really, I didn't know anything about war. We never got taught about war at school. It was really bottles, the bottle of his thing, and then we got to it.
Had you not heard how bad the First War had been from your relatives?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a complete history of the First World War. Well, my granddad had it. And I read quite a bit of it. It's 10 volumes of it. It's quite a bit of it, isn't it, that thing. And I knew the horrors of it.
Did that worry you at all?
No, not really. That was past. Future is the thing I look for.
So, you were mobilised. Now, what squadron were you in at this time? Because So, and where were you? Where were you for the first period with HQ? This HQ squadron of the first line.
Yeah. We moved from the Dillholm into the Adam Stafford.
What were conditions like at the Adam Smith Hall? I think you were there about.
It was just lying on the floor.
And what were you doing?
Dear soldiers. We were soldiers first. And then we started out drivers. And people went away on courses.
What were you picked out as?
I was picked out as a vehicle driver.
And were you pleased at that?
Yeah.
And that would be, as a vehicle driver, what would you spend most of your time doing then?
Driving and maintaining a vehicle.
And that would be the lorries? Not the tanks or armoured cars or whatever they got. So you, what about the maintenance side? Had you had any training in that? Was that in-house or were you sent on courses?
Well, I went on a course first. I was trained first and then they picked so many to go on courses.
Where did you go on your course?
Bowling.
What was the course like?
The course was all right. First I was being really attached to the regular soldiers and discipline was really difficult, different to what our own was. But, they taught you, it was training.
And what were they training you in? I mean, how far did they get down? Because fitting, you know, it can be very simple or it can be very complicated. What were they concentrating on?
It was the lot, the whole vehicle, stripped down an engine and rebuilt it. Differentials, gear bolts. You had several fitters, but the main onus was on the driver to keep his vehicle on the road.
So you got a good general grounding. And so would you be called a driver mechanic or driver fitter? Or
I became a vehicle mechanic.
And now you said you weren't at the Adam Smith Hall long.
No.
And then you went to Leslie?
Yeah, I can't remember. I think we were in Leslie.
I think they were at Leslie from about October to January.
Yeah,
about 3 months. And where were you billeted at Leslie?
It's Town Hall.
And what were you doing there? Was this while you were still on the course? Were you sent away? Where did you go from?
No, I was driving then.
You were driving then. You'd been on the course. Yeah. And what sort of duties were you on as driver? What would you be doing?
Various things. You had to go for rations and supplies, stores, and
would you ever have to drive the officers about and, you know, just...
We had little...
Austins?
500 weight, I think they were. They had a name.
That's okay. And anything else happened at Leslie that you remember? And the next thing was you went down to Bowman. They went down to Bowman Barracks at Aldershot. That would be January-ish of 1940. What's your memory of that?
Not very much. We weren't there, though. Bowman Barracks to
Farnham.
Farnham. We were staying at Ranfold.
At where?
Ranfold. Outside Farnham.
And what were your billets like there?
Well, it was an old house. We were all in the hunt rooms. Two rooms, I think, but quite big, large rooms.
What one thing I forgot to ask, were you aware of this business of a tank being found in the coal shed at Aldershot? There was a tank that someone had hidden away in the coal.
We heard the story, something like that.
But you didn't see it or find
it? No, just easy as far as I was concerned.
And what kind of training or work were you doing, again, at Runfold or at Aldershot?
Same sort of thing we did anyway.
Just driving, same duties. Now, while you were there, that's where you had a change, isn't it? You were at because you left the first. Could you explain what happened?
Well, I joined the second. I was supposed to join them at Leslie.
Now, why were you supposed to join them?
Because I was getting posted back. I was too young to stay with them.
So when did you join them? Okay. Do you know where they were when you joined them?
Yeah, they were at Runfold.
At Runfold. So it's when you went to Runfold, that was with the second?
Yeah.
Yeah. And which squadron were you in of the second at that time? The headquarters squadron?
Yes.
So you're not quite sure when it's a complicated period that, I mean, the people they were exchanging.
Yeah, it's a much farther than
that. It wasn't at Leslie you changed over then?
I was supposed to be posted to Leslie. But in the time of the posting, they had moved down to Runfield and all landed up here. Nobody. So I went to the officer in charge, the garrison engineer. And he got me a real one to go down to Runfield. To go down to Bowman Barracks. And got down to Bowman Barracks and went there. The regiment who moved into Bowman Barracks didn't know where they were going. And I was at a loose end, I was lost.
Was this perhaps when you came back from your course that this had happened? That sounds quite likely. Now, what did you think of the second when you joined them at Runfold? I mean, as compared to the first?
Well, I knew them all. We were all same age, all townies. I knew most of them.